Top 10 Darth Vader Quotes by Andrew Seco. Darth Vader is one of the most badass and terrifying villains in pop culture history. The story of Anakin Skywalker's fall from grace into the role of Sith Lord is a captivating and treacherous one. We love Darth Vader, and fans have ranted and raved about his every word spoken as heard through his iconic helmet. Since we can't pick every line of his throughout the Star Wars saga, here are just 10 of the most famous Darth Vader quotes. Number 10.
He felt surprised was wiser.
He is as clumsy as he is stupid.
Admiral Ozzel in Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, has made quite a few mistakes in the eyes of Darth Vader. He certainly flew too close to the rebels, alerting them of their presence and allowing them to put up a force field. If nothing else, Darth Vader is direct. He might not always be sure of his own heart, but in this funny Darth Vader quote, he's intelligent, quick-witted, and efficient. That's why he efficiently kills Admiral Ozzel when speaking to him next. He certainly failed Vader for the very last time. We can only hope that Admiral Piett would do better. Number 9.
You don't know the power of the dark side. I must obey my master.
Darth Vader's internal struggle between the light side and the dark is truly shown in this quote. In Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, Luke Skywalker truly becomes a Jedi, but one must wonder whether Darth Vader too, for a moment, remembers the call of the light side. In this dark side quote, Darth Vader insists he must obey his master. Deep under the menacing voice, Darth Vader has a tinge of fear in his words. He has no say in the matter any longer. He must obey his master. For it is within the power of the dark side to see across the universe, even seeing through the eyes of another person. Darth Vader had no choice. He had to obey his master, lest he be caught as a traitor. Number 8.
This will be a day long remembered. It has seen the end of Kenobi, and will soon see the end of the rebellion.
Episode 4, A New Hope, sees the fall of Obi-Wan Kenobi, one of the few Jedi left in the galaxy. The Jedi are focused on truth and honesty and have been constant defenders against the great evil of the Empire. When Kenobi died, so did a large portion of hope held by the Rebellion. It also shows us how Darth Vader has a brilliant mind for long-term strategy. Vader frames this as an event, a militaristic victory. He insists that the generals and admirals around him are well aware that this is one step closer towards the goals of the Emperor. His ability to see this larger picture reveals why he is, in fact, such a good strategist. Number 7.
I am altering the deal. Pray I don't alter it any further.
In The Empire Strikes Back, Vader makes a deal with Lando Calrissian. Lando gets to deliver Han Solo to Jabba the Hutt, and Vader gets whatever he wants. Yes, he says that he only wants Luke, but when that doesn't work out, Vader changes his mind and wants to take Leia and Chewbacca as well. Like a true villain, Darth Vader will do anything it takes to reach his goals. In this quote, Vader is threatening Lando, all the while maintaining civility. He makes himself out to be a benevolent ruler who is showing merciful kindness to one of his undeserving subjects. Vader knows that he is a force to be reckoned with, and he emphasizes to Lando that only good faith and compliance can keep his inner rage at bay. Number 6.
Be careful not to choke on your aspirations, Director.
There were few moments as satisfying as Darth Vader's arrival in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. It seems like the whole movie is building to Darth Vader. We were all on the edge of our seats as he walked through the smoke to greet Director Krennic. All that Krennic cares about is his good standing with the Emperor. He wants to meet the Emperor. He wants Darth Vader to recognize his efforts and mention him to the Emperor. And yet, he is incredibly short-sighted. His grand efforts have caused Darth Vader more trouble than Krennic seems to realize. And so, in a characteristically witty and even humorous moment, Vader force chokes Krennic to put him back in his place. Even at his funniest, Darth Vader's presence and command is absolutely chilling. Number 5.
You have controlled your fear. Now, release your anger. Only your hatred can destroy me.
In one of the best Vader fight scenes during The Empire Strikes Back, Luke and Vader have a showdown with twists and surprises unlike anything we've seen before. Vader, as a clever strategist, is doing everything he can to get into the head of young Luke. Darth Vader reminds Luke again and again that he killed Obi-Wan. He destroyed a Jedi Master. This is to force Luke Skywalker to feel small and powerless against the great Sith Lord. However, since he is trying to turn Luke to the dark side, he cleverly plays on these insecurities and appeals to his strengths. Yes, he has to let go of his fear. That is the first step to the dark side. Now, Vader insists that there is more, that Luke must go further, that he must become so livid that his anger alone will sustain him. Number 4.
When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
There is a tremor in the Force in Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. This is the first time we see Darth Vader falter. Yes, he is confident, but there is a hint of fear in his tone. After all, the last time he saw Obi-Wan, he lost terribly in a lightsaber duel. But this is the first time we get to see Darth Vader brandishing a lightsaber. This scene is tense for a whole host of reasons, but before the fight begins, Vader insists that he won't lose another duel to his old master. From an outsider's perspective, it might seem obvious that this terrifying Sith Lord in full gear would easily defeat an old man in simple robes. However, Obi-Wan is able to become a Force ghost, something a Sith Lord would never be able to do. And so, even though Darth Vader might be a master of the Force, this quote could indicate that Vader is still unsure of himself. Number 3.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed. The ability to destroy a planet is insignificant next to the power of the Force.
In A New Hope, Darth Vader speaks down about the incredible technology of the battle station, which is rather counterintuitive. It is the technology of his suit that keeps him alive. It is the technology of his battle stations and of the Empire that have allowed him to rise to power. Really? It is technology that gives Darth Vader the ability to be Darth Vader, and yet it seems that he distrusts it. Here, Darth Vader warns that it is only through manipulation of the Force that any of them have any real power. As a matter of fact, leaning too heavily into the dark side of the Force nearly killed him. Anakin was meant to bring balance and failed at the cost of everything he ever loved. It was only the Empire's medical advances and robotic suit that saved him. And yet, he distrusts technology when compared to the might of the Force. This is one of the many hints that reveal the warring nature of his soul. If you pay careful attention, you'll find the contradictions in many of his words and actions. Number 2.
No, I am your father.
Of course, this moment was the biggest reveal of all. Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, features plot twist after plot twist, and this has to be the very best one of them all. It felt like a lie. It felt like another one of Darth Vader's sick tricks or mind games. After all, if he's able to read minds, how could someone so evil be even remotely related to the hero of Star Wars, our hero, Luke? There was nothing so terrifying and nothing so baffling. Audiences in the theaters gasped. People talked about this scene all the way up until the release of Return of the Jedi. Even watching it now, even knowing the twist, this famous Darth Vader line sends shivers down your spine. How could a father fight with his own son like this? How could he endanger him or subject him to the hell that the Emperor wants for him? How could he cut off his own son's hand? It might be the most popular line in the whole trilogy and one of the most misquoted lines of all time, but it might not be Darth Vader's most interesting quote. And number 1.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
A New Hope shows Darth Vader in all his power and glory. And while this quote could be considered a continuation of number 3 on this list, there's something particularly striking about this moment. This is about faith. It's easy to forget that the mythical Force is rooted in religious beliefs and studies. Grand Moff Tarkin believes Vader to be one of the very last followers of the religion. What makes this quote so important is that Darth Vader is more than just a warlord. He's more than just a leader and a fighter. He's a student under Emperor Palpatine and a devout member of an ancient tradition. Every part of his life revolves around his faith and his goal to complete the will of his master. He is literally willing to kill just because someone else doubts his faith. This might be the most revealing quote in all of Star Wars. Thank you for listening to the audio recording of Top 10 Darth Vader Quotes, written by Andrew Seco. A couple years back, when a friend and I were talking about our personal favorite Darth Vader moments, he searched and happened to find this Sideshow article, conveniently written by me in 2019. But honestly, this isn't an echo chamber. We want to know your favorite Darth Vader quotes, and there are two excellent ways to share them. First, we have the Let Your Geek Side Show Facebook group at side.show/geek group. And second, we actually have our own app called the Sideshow Social Network. And if you want to join us there, just go to side.show/join us. If you're listening to this in podcast form, leave us a good review. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, go to side.show/listen. May the Force be with you. And don't forget to let your geek side show.